from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Truth, live from the booth, always piece of hundred proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist to feed your soul like nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause Tina talks truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you tune in to the radio. Tina talks truth, it's the only way to go.
Good morning. This is Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. And I am so happy that you have joined us. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Don't look over your shoulder. I'm not stalking you. I'm not standing beside your car if you're listening in your car. But you're not. I know you're sitting in your living room right now with the TV on. Just kidding. Anyways, I am grateful that you are listening, that you are taking time out of your busy, busy life to tune in and listen to our incredible guest today. Wow, you're going to be so blessed. And in this interview as well, we speak about trusting God. And I tell you, it was perfect timing. Hello, there's no coincidences. But Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Whew, without wavering. Whew. I don't know about you, but I waver. I waver a lot. I waver. You know, it could be a full-time job for me. Yeah. I waver to the right. I waver to the left. Now slide, slide. I waver all over the place. So the interview today is about trusting God, that no matter where you're at, no matter the situation, the circumstance, the mountain that is in front of you, God has it all worked out. And I just want to encourage you today, don't give up before the miracle happens. I had a rough few days. Let me tell you, I woke up today and I declared that there were going to be miracles and that my family was going to be blessed. And within 30 minutes of declaring that, praying for that mountain to move, within 30 minutes, God just started pouring in the blessings. And I'm so grateful for that. The unknown is just a miracle zone. I love that quote. I saw that someone posted that today on Facebook. And I just love that quote. And it's so true. You know, the unknown, it can be full of fear and anxiety. And you could really make a mess of it. I don't know about you, but I can. I can make a mess. I can have the what ifs. I can have the, ooh, I make a mountain out of a molehill. And I know that it probably makes God chuckle. Like, oh boy, here goes Tina again. So our guest today is Claustine. She's an international motivational speaker, an author of 2 books, a transformational coach, and an ordained elder. We are so grateful that Claustine is with us today, and she really, really blesses us. The interview is just inspirational. She speaks about her upcoming conference, Ignite Your Image Now. It's going to be in Tampa on June 9th. We have a surprise for you at the end of the interview, so please listen to the whole interview, and I will give you more information about that later. I want to introduce you to my friend and an incredible sister in Christ. Here's Claustine. Good morning, Claustine.
Good morning, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thank you so much for taking time to join me this morning and just, you know, praise God. Oh, if this interview is anything like the talk we just had, you're going to be blessed. And I tell you, this is a woman of her word, as well as she walks the talk. And we were just talking about the gifts, you know, that God gives us and trusting God with those gifts. And that can be hard sometimes, but You have a conference coming up, and I just want to share it with the world because it's called Ignite Your Image Now. Can you just share with us your ministry, your business, and this conference?
Sure. So I'm going to start with my story, if that's okay.
Yes, please do.
I know everybody's got a story, and I remember when I first started speaking, I would hear other motivational speakers share their stories, and I'm like, Lord, I don't have a story. Well, I can tell you, I got a story now. My story starts in England, because that's where I'm born. I'm British, and even though you might not hear the accent, but I was almost 13 when I came to this country. But as a little girl, I always had a teacher spirit, always wanted to teach, but I was so painfully shy and insecure. And so I didn't think I had anything to tell anyone and that anybody wanted to hear anything that I had to say. And I was shy anyway. So even though I wanted to speak to people because I was an extrovert, and yes, you do have shy, insecure extroverts. I was an extrovert, so I always wanted to speak to people and be around people, but I was so shy that I couldn't. And so fast forward to the year 1982, where I came to this country almost 13, and God truly had a plan for this shy little girl. So in high school, I did some research and realized, oh my goodness, teachers don't make a lot of money, so I'm not going that route. But I always tell people, young and old, do not follow money because it's not going to be pretty and it's not going to be enjoyable. Follow your dream, follow your heart, follow what God's put in your heart and the purpose and passion he's given you, because that will bring you money eventually. Because Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 says that it is God gives us the abilities to build wealth. So all those skills and talents and gifts that you have, whoever's listening and you're thinking, what can I do with all of this and I don't know what to do, he gave them to you for a reason, to enjoy and to share with others. So you do have a plan and purpose. I decided to follow money and always had something in me that said I was different. Now I know that something was the Holy Spirit. That said I was different than a leader, and so I decided not to do teaching. I decided I wasn't going to be a nurse, didn't want to be around sick people anyway. My dad wanted me to be an accountant, but had no desire to do that. And he wanted me to be an accountant because I loved math, and I was good at math. I also was good at science. So I decided to go into engineering because not many women were doing that, and because I'm different or felt I needed to do something different, what other people weren't doing, I went into engineering. So 2 years into engineering, I discovered I really was not an engineer. I discovered that even though I was good at math and science, it was not my passion, and I was in the wrong place, and I was like, oh my goodness. And so I had a six-year prayer, prayed for 6 long years. I was still in engineering. And I was in there a total of 8 years. And 6 years into it, I moved from Boston to North Carolina because born in England, and I had moved to Boston at the age of 13, almost 13. And then I moved from Boston to North Carolina. And while I was there, that was my wilderness beginning, at least. I had no friends there, no family there. I knew no one there. But God moved me there. I know that now. And I ended up working for a company. And a year into it, I got laid off on my birthday, and they laid off 107 people, and I was the only one laid off on October the 27th, which is my birthday. So they had 4 layoff dates. I was the only one laid off on that date. So I knew God was sending me a message, and it was like he was saying, happy birthday, daughter. I have something amazing and wonderful for you. So got laid off, had to move out of my apartment, moved in with a friend, and the spirit just kept telling me, I kept hearing in my spirit, Florida, 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 and I had said I'd never move to Florida. And I fought with God about that, and guess who won, because I'm living in Florida and have been here 16 years. I eventually moved to Florida after kicking and screaming and fighting with God. I moved here, and I worked for a nonprofit for 2 years and realized that was my training ground. And I left there and started my own business. 2003, I started my own business. And I've been working full-time in Divine Discipline, which is the name of my company. It's been an amazing roller coaster ride. So during this time, God taught me coaching has always been a gift and a love of mine. But speaking, believe it or not, is a love of mine. And even though I was shy and insecure, God showed me that speaking was my gift and what he called me to. And in fact, he showed me Joyce Meyer when I was laid off. watching TV, watching Joyce Meyer, and he said, that's who you are. And so I have been on that journey, seems like forever. During this time, I've developed curriculums, coaching curriculums to help people to discover their purpose, to get over their fears. And my latest joy and program is called the Godsperity Business Building Program, which teaches Christians how to elevate their mind using the word and to actually build consistent increase and wealth into their business using the gifts that God gave them. And so it's a 10-step process. It's a class, which is video class, so you can be in this class around the world, and it's a live class, and it's just amazing. I think I have the best job in the world because I get to see, I get to work with God to transform lives, and I get to see the transformation happen before my eyes. So I think I have the best job. So about 2 years ago, I went through a really down time. I was really just discouraged and frustrated. And I'm like, you know, God, I've been doing this for a while. And, you know, every time it seems like things are going to explode, it's like, no, it's almost like you're putting a carrot before me. And as soon as I get close to the carrot gets pulled again. And I just became frustrated. And then the Holy Spirit led me to see that it was time for me to start doing conferences, my own. And so I said, okay, God, I've tried it before. It didn't work. But he's like, try it again. It will work this time. And so for 2 years, I've been doing, started in 2015, the summer of 2015, June, actually. I started doing my own conferences. So I do 3 a year, 2 full days business conferences. And they offer Christian men and women, primarily women, to just help us to be in an environment where we're using biblical principles, but we're learning business, sound business tools to really make an impact in your business and in the world. And so this June, June the 9th, my conference is going to be Ignite Your Image Now. And that is about igniting your self-image so that you can explode your brand. So we're going to be looking at your inner image, meaning how do you elevate the self-image that you have of yourself? Because the image that God has of you is not the image that most of us have of ourselves. And you can't rise above the image that you have of yourself. So how do we elevate it to where God has the image God has of us? And then I'm going to be bringing in experts to talk about your outer image. So a fashion stylist, how to bring out your brand and your fashion. A branding expert should be talking about how your personal brand needs to, or the essence of who you are needs to come out in your brand. And that branding is not just about websites and business cards. And we'll have a social media expert to talk about your image on social media. So I'm just really excited about this one. I know God's going to do amazing things. And, you know, we've got Christians, women and men signing up. There are going to be breakthroughs and businesses started because that's what he always does at my conferences, connections and clients made. So I'm really excited about it. And I would love for you all to be there as well.
That just sounds incredible. And I love your story. I'm so glad that you shared that. Coming over here from a different country takes a lot of courage, but it also takes a special gift of flexibility and, you know, the ability to not only, you say about being shy, being a shy extrovert, but when you move from a different country, I mean, I'm not just talking a different state, you're talking about a different culture and everything. I mean, that just really stands firm on being who you are in Christ. And you said like the Holy Spirit made you unique, and you definitely had to rely on that backbone from, you know, moving from a different country and then to move from Boston to North Carolina to Florida. Wow, you got a taste of all the seasons, didn't you?
And I tell you, I love the sunshine. I love the sunshine that we have in Florida. Like 90% of the time, I just love it.
I do too. I really, I do. I took for granted before, you know, being minutes from the beach. You know, the best beaches in the world are just in our backyard. But I also like how you said about don't follow the money. And, you know, in the Bible, it says about, you know, building your wealth, but using your passion for your purpose to do that. And you said that divine discipline is your business. And I just have a question about that. What does your daily discipline routine look like?
It's so funny because God recently has changed that or helped me to get more disciplined in that. I get up at 6 in the morning. For some people, that's easy. For me, not so much. I'm a night owl, so getting up early in the morning is a little hard. So get up at 6 and I spend time with God. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 2, sometimes it's 3 or 4. And this is something that started about 2 months ago because I'm in transition. I have no idea what the transition is. I just know I'm in transition. I can feel it in my spirit. And I know God's about to do something or some things amazing. So he does that every time he's about to do that. I remember when I moved from North Carolina to Florida, it was the same thing. I get up early, spend time with him, and then I go walking. So sometimes I walk in my neighborhood. Sometimes I go to one of the 2 parks where I live and then come back, have breakfast, and I start my day. The other thing that has become a discipline is drinking water. I've always known water is important. Water is the best medicine. And I really have struggled with the water thing. If I get 22 ounces into my body, that's a good thing. And I struggle with that. It's so easy for me to carry around a bottle of water and not drink it. I've been flushing my body with water, so I think I'm up to 64 ounces energy because I've cut out caffeine completely. Those are the 3 disciplines, is water, exercise, and spending time with God. And I will tell you, it makes a big difference in your attitude, in your energy, in your focus. And then I'm seeing him do more supernatural things now that I've done those 3 disciplines.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And then you also said about, you know, between business and biblical principles, how do you marry that? You know, how do you bring those 2 together? Because there are some people, they think it should be totally separated. You know, if you have a business, you have a business. But, you know, how do you actually marry business and biblical principles together?
That's a good question. First of all, I'll start by saying that if you are a believer, a child of God, a follower of Christ, you are one person, and this one person has a mind, body, and spirit. This one person might be a mother, a wife, and a professional. So this one person has to do everything. Even though we try to separate the two, you really can't separate the two. So really what we're talking about is just as you might pray and ask God to guide and support and bless your children, your marriage, your finances, it's the same thing in your business. Make him the CEO of your business and the CFO of your business and the COO of your business. So, you know, ask him how to do things or ask him for help or talk about things that are going on in your business and look for biblical principles that align with what challenges you're having in your business. And so that's what my Godsperity program is about, is it's a 10-step process, but each step and each lesson, because it's a curriculum, I start out with a biblical principle that is in the Word of God to teach us how to do things like marketing and sales and, you know, attracting clients and changing your thinking and developing your program. You know, God is not going to give you this desire or these gifts and guide you to be in a business and then not have the tools for you to do it.
Oh, I love that. That's so true. That's such a great reminder. I'm so glad that you said that because, you know, where he guides us, he provides. And I need to keep that in mind with business as well as ministry and family and, you know, friendships and everything. It really applies to everything. I love that. Make God your CEO and CFO. That is brilliant. Hey, there's a British term for you. And I hear your Brit, you know, my husband's British. So I hear your British accent when you say can't.
Right.
Now, yeah, there it
comes
is.
Out. Every now and then it comes out. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I've watched some videos of you, you know, in these trainings and workshops and promotional videos, and I catch it here and there, and I'm like, there it is. I hear it. I'm blown away by you sharing about being laid off on your birthday. That you had this attitude of gratitude. That you were like, you know what? Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for this gift and just having that the attitude of gratitude, it's so important, but to have a positive outlook at all times, even if it looks grim and doom and gloom, you always were able to have that positive outlook. So the conference on June 9th, Ignite Your Image Now. Is this for men and women?
It is. Now, I market to women because, as you know, when you're marketing, you need to have one message, right? So a lot of my marketing materials will have a lot of stories or things related to women. But my message is for everyone. And so I always have men at my conference. And I always, listen to this, I always give the men at my conference, they get a standing ovation, right, at my conferences, so that we can honor our men that are in our presence, because usually it's just a handful of them. So I just get a kick out of seeing their expression when we do that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, they need a round of applause, you know? Our men do a lot. And so where is this conference at, and what time, and what should participants bring?
So the conference is at Holiday Inn Tampa West Shore Airport Hotel on the corner of Cypress and West Shore in Tampa, Florida. And I've had people come from California and Atlanta to my conference, so you are more than welcome to come. It's on Friday, June the 9th. You can go to igniteyourimagenow.com to register. We still have opportunities for sponsors and vendors. Inquire about that as well. But what should you bring? You should bring an open mind. You should bring a mindset of expectation, expecting that you're going to get a breakthrough, expecting that you're going to get what you need, and expecting that you're going to be able to move forward.
Awesome. And I always ask my guests just four questions. Where do you find hope?
You know, that's a good question. So you had said that I had this attitude of gratitude, and I've had this joy through my journey, and that is so not true. It's something that I've had to develop and grow in, and I've struggled with, you know, many times because I gave up a lot to answer God's call. But what I'm finding is that I've looked for hope in people. I've looked for hope in things, and God has finally, in my 47 years, it finally have gotten to the place where I realized my hope is in God. And I remember when I used to hear the older ladies of the church say things like that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, right, okay, yeah, whatever. Now, at 47, I'm saying that, and I'm like, wow, now I know what they're talking about. But, you know, I had to be dragged through the coals and raked through a lot of things and just go through a lot to get to that point where, okay, God, you are my hope. I love to sing. That's one of my other gifts. I'm in a group and a choir. And so that brings me joy as well. But my hope is in Him. My hope that He, what you're going through, whoever's listening, what you're going through is not forever. The struggle you're going through is not forever. It might last 10 years. It might last 20 years. And so a lot of times we feel when we're in it, it feels like forever. It feels like it will never change. But that's how God develops our trust, is believing that, gosh, there's got to be an end to this. So I'm going to have to trust you, because if I don't, there's no way I'm getting out of this.
Yes, exactly. And you actually just answered my second question. I was going to ask, where do you find your joy?
Yeah, I find my joy in singing and helping others. I love helping people. I love people and I love helping people. Everybody helps people in different ways. So my way of helping people, helping you build a business, and not just through my business, but I could be in the grocery line and hear someone have a challenge or a struggle. I want to help you. I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to give you some support. So being able to help people brings me joy, and singing brings me joy.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And how about laughter? How important is it to have laughter?
I love to laugh. I love to laugh. In fact, I've had people say, you laugh at the like weirdest places. But you know what? That's on them, not on me. You know, it's not weird to me, and it's not the wrong place to be. I love laughing. So, you know, one of my favorite sitcoms I've ever shared is Frasier. And the truth of the matter is Frasier is the only sitcom that can make me belly laugh, like this deep laugh where I'm just laughing out loud. So I'm a YouTuber, so I will watch him over and over again just so I can get a really good laugh. But I love laughing.
Oh, that's awesome. How do you know that you are healing or you've been healed?
That's a very unique and good question. So how do I know I'm healing and I've been healed? Oh, well, you don't feel pain anymore. So when you are put in that situation again, there's no more pain, there's no more anger, there's no more doubt, there's no more fear. You're put in a similar situation and you're okay.
Amen. That's incredible. And just one last question that I ask all my guests. I want to ask you in particular because you have, you know, your business and ministry, and you have so much going on and you touch so many people's hearts and lives. How can we pray for you?
Wow, look at that. You got some great questions, Tina.
I told my husband the other day, I'm the next Oprah.
Oh, you are. Okay, so how can you pray for me? That I will forever do what God wills me and wants me to do, that I will never be out of his will, and that I will trust him more and more, and that he will, I know he's going to bless me above and beyond what I ask can ask or think, but that I will trust him and be pleasing to him.
Mm. Amen, amen, and amen. I love it. Yes, that I hear you on that one, sister. Whew. Thank you so much. And I'm super excited for your conference, Ignite Your Image Now, June 9th. And I'm sending lots of positive prayers and just lifting you up, as well as your team and all the attendees. And thank you for taking time to be on the Tina Talks Truth Radio Show.
So I'm going to give you a gift. If you're available or able, I'm going to gift you a ticket, Tina.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I will gift you a ticket because I think you will be a blessing to others and there'll be people that will be blessing to you. And I'm also going to gift you two tickets to give to two of your listeners to come to the conference. Oh. So there's a code that I will give you. And okay. They will just, I guess, do a contest, however you want to do it, so that they can come.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. That is such a blessing. You have no idea that I'm looking forward to it. Oh, my goodness. And I'll be hooting and hollering for those men and and everybody else. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Christine, for your dedication. Not only to help others, sharing your joy of singing. I would love to hear you sing sometime, girl. And thank you for just being obedient to God, for trusting him and sharing your passion and your purpose with the world. Thank you also for donating the two tickets to your conference, Ignite Your Way Now, June 9th. 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. in Tampa. How you can get those tickets is go on my Tina Talks Truth Facebook page, and there is a picture there. Please like it and share it. After this show today, we will announce the two winners. And guess what? I'm going too. So I will see you there. Our first responsibility as believers is really at the end of John 6:29. We are to cleave to, trust, rely on, and have faith in God. I don't know about you. When I put trust in my own outcomes, it's a disaster. I always think I have my best interests. But wow, would I be selling myself short if my life has gone according to Tina's plans? So I just encourage you today, rest assured, he's got perfect wisdom, and we have to trust him completely. That means everything, everything we have to trust him with. I know it's hard. I'm praying for you. Thank you for joining us today. Here's Victor.
Hey, this is Victor with Tina Talks Truth, and the truth is, I can teleport.
Victor, where did he go? Victor?
Okay, I'm back from Mexico. Here's your burrito. The truth is, there is hope.
God saved you from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Tina Talks Truth, live from the booth, always preserving the proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist of features, all like nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause she can talk truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you're tuning in to the radio. She can talk truth, it's the only way to go.